Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss the marketing planning process. Elements of marketing planning. Marketing does not take place in a vacuum, right? We can't control who sees it, when they see it. So we need to make sure that we always have a positive image, and that when potential consumers have an opportunity to see our marketing ads, that we're in a position to take advantage of that. A mission statement articulates an organization's purpose or reason for existence. Most mission statements also include a discussion of what the company would like to become in the future, known as its strategic vision. Elements of marketing planning. Goals eventually become refined into specific, measurable, and hopefully attainable objectives for the firm. So our marketing is going to really be pushing our revenue, our sales, generating what will be in the end our net profit. So we need to make sure that our marketing is strategically planned and put in place to where we'll be able to capitalize on any weakness in the market and hopefully take market share from the competition. Organizational strategies. A strategy is a comprehensive plan stating how the organization will achieve its mission and objective. A firm's generic strategy is its overall directional strategy at the business level. So let's discuss the elements of marketing planning, right? Competitive strategy options. Cost leadership, right? Number one, basically, this means it's the lowest cost of operation in the industry. Cost leadership is often driven by company efficiency, size, scale, scope, and cumulative experience. So if we've been a long-term player, we do a lot of bulk, we can buy inputs cheap, right? So therefore, our cost of goods sold can go down, and we can generate marginal profits, right? So by being a cost leader, minimizing costs, being the cheapest in the industry, we can also offer cheaper prices than the competition because we have more room for flexibility on the margins and because our costs are lower than theirs. Differentiation. The development of a product or service that offers unique attributes that are valued by customers and that customers perceive to be better than or different from the products of the competition. You heard me speak earlier about differentiation. Being different or unique from the market gives you a competitive advantage where customers can readily identify your products versus theirs. So a niche market, right, or a focus market. This describes enterprise strategies that are focused closely on serving segment-specific niche markets. But business strategy may alternatively be based on the process of product or service differentiation across a range of markets and market segments. So we're trying to find a niche. We're trying to find some place to operate. We're trying to find some place on the margin where we can find a customized consumer base that'll be solely focused on buying our product because it serves their specific demand. Competitive strategy options. A firm's relative position within its industry determines whether a firm's profitability is above or below the industry average. The fundamental basis of average, above average profitability in the long run is sustainable competitive advantage. There are two basic types of competitive advantage a firm can possess. One, low cost or differentiation, as we just discussed. The two basic types of competitive advantage combined with the scope of activities for which a firm seeks to achieve them lead to three generic strategies for achieving above performance in an industry. One, cost leadership. Two, differentiation. And three, focus, as we just discussed. The focus strategy has two variants, cost focus and differentiation focus. Competitive advantage can be identified as lower cost and differentiation. Now we can also identify competitive scope with a broad target or a narrow target, right? So these are the competitive strategy options. So let's discuss Porter's value chain. This kind of puts all of the operational concepts into one kind of identifiable chart that we can use to kind of see the process and flow of support activities and primary activities that help us deliver at a greater profit margin. If you notice from the chart, Support activities, the firm infrastructure, right? We're going to be talking about, the CEO, CFO, upper management, right? That's the infrastructure, all the way down to the hierarchy of management. Human resources management, we're developing our human resources, our labor skills, technology development, research and development, innovation, and using new technologies to help us develop better products at cheaper costs. The procurement piece to the support activities basically helps us to get our raw materials at a good price and helps us to have our working capital in place. So if we look down at the primary activities, inbound logistics, how do we get our raw materials? What are the prices involved in that transportation? Operations, how are we developing our products? Outbound logistics, how are we shipping it? Marketing and sales, once it's on the shelves, how are we selling our product? And then once it's on the shelves, how is our service related to the product? Now, if all of these things go smoothly, we can get our profit margin and we can grow it or shrink it based on how efficient and effective these support and primary activities are. So let's look again, primary activities. Inbound logistics involves relationships with suppliers and include all the activities required to receive, store, and disseminate inputs. Operations are all the activities required to transform inputs into outputs, our products, and our services. Outbound logistics include all the activities required to collect, store, and distribute the output. Marketing and sales activities inform buyers about products and services, induce buyers to purchase them, and facilitate their purchase. Number five is service, includes all the activities required to keep the product or service working effectively for the buyer after it is sold and delivered. So secondary activities. Procurement is the acquisition of inputs or resources for the firm. Human resources management consists of all activities involved in recruiting, hiring, training, developing, compensating, and if necessary, dismissing or laying off personnel. Number three, technological development pertains to the equipment, hardware, software, procedures, and technical knowledge brought to bear in the firm's transformation of inputs into outputs, and infrastructure serves the company's need and ties its various parts together. It consists of functions or departments such as accounting, legal, finance, planning, public affairs, government relations, quality assurance, and general management. You've heard me mention through various videos about strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This is known as a SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis is a useful technique for understanding your strengths and weaknesses and for identifying both the opportunities and threats that are in the market. So let's look at these, right? Internal, positive, strengths, opportunities, external, positive, right? So these are both positive, right? Strength, opportunity, strategies. Which of the company's strengths can be used to maximize the opportunities you identified, right? So we identify the opportunities. We need to know how to capitalize on those opportunities by knowing what our strengths are and developing those strengths to get even better. Strengths, threats, strategies. How can you use the company's strengths to minimize the threats you identify? That's a good question. We need to know our competition. We need to know who's in the market. How can we subdue market share from them? So let's look at weaknesses. Internal and negative. The weakness opportunity strategies. What actions can you take to minimize the company's weaknesses using the opportunities you identified? So we also need to know what our weaknesses are, not just the competition, and we need to be able to improve on those weaknesses systematically throughout the organization by making a plan and having a strategy. Weaknesses, threats, strategy. How can you minimize the company's weaknesses to avoid the threats you identified? Again, knowing your company, what its weaknesses are, how to develop those weaknesses, how to get better, and knowing the threats from the outside competition and how they can expose your weaknesses too and be ready to mitigate that risk.